Hi guys, welcome to my channel. My name is Chisom and I'm super excited to have you stop by right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please subscribe to this channel and click on the notification bell so that every time I drop content, you are the first person to know. I want that for you. So thank you in advance. Please don't forget to like this video. If you're on podcast, don't forget to like this channel so that you can stay tuned on everything I post as well. Thank you so, so much. So today's video, I am super excited to be talking about this because it's something I've personally experienced. And I know that many people may have this question around this time. So I'll be answering the question, what do I do when I don't feel like praying? Trust me, if you are in this conundrum, in this situation, you love the Lord, you don't feel like praying, or you've been praying consistently, then all of a sudden you just realize that you're not praying as you used to. You're not studying the Bible as you used to. What do I do? Number one, I am so proud of you for seeking help. Because you clicking on this video, you listening to this right now, is a sign that you're willing to seek help. It's a sign that you're willing to do better in the will of God. And I commend you for that. It takes bravery to admit that you need help in this regard. It takes courage and discipline to be able to seek that help and follow through with what is suggested in this video. Follow through with all I'm going to share. And I just pray in the name of Jesus that beyond the words you hear, your spirit is quickened by this episode and you are stirred up to go back to your prayer altar and burn so brightly in Jesus' name. Amen. So how do you get out of this? Number one, acknowledge. Acknowledge that this is the situation. There is a problem. You're not praying as you should. You're not studying as you should. There is a problem. And as I said, I'm proud of you for even identifying that it's a problem and wanting to fix it. But you need to, if you have not already, acknowledge that I am dealing with this issue. It is an issue and I need to fix it. So acknowledge. Still under acknowledging, I want you to backtrack and just kind of think about the last time you had a good run in devotion, the last time you had a good run in Bible study, and compare that to today. What is the difference? Like, what happened in between? Did something happen that shifted your focus from praying? Did something happen that just changed the whole experience you were having? Once you identify that, it makes it easier to tackle the issue. Because many times it's a case where you were having a good prayer run, everything was fine, and then the loss of a loved one happened. Or you're having a good run, everything was fine, then you lost a job. Or you're having a good run, everything was fine, then that breakup happened. So you need to identify, what was the gap? What happened? Why did I stop praying the way I should? For many people, it's just leaving things to chance. You just notice that you were not as strict as you were in the times where you were fervent in prayer, and then things just dwindled down and you are where you are right now. Acknowledge what happened and know it. I want you to deep down introspect what really happened. Know it and hold that on one hand. Number two, now that you've figured out what the issue is, I want you to seek help. And why am I saying seek help? Number one of the ways you're seeking help is already by listening to this episode or watching it, whichever one you're doing. That's already one way of seeking help. And I really, really, truly commend you. I'm really proud of you for doing this. It's a great thing. And I don't want anybody to ever discourage you from doing this when you're in a bad situation or when you're in a situation where you need assistance to pull through. So seek help. And the help I'm specifically talking about now is help within community. See, as believers, we were not saved into isolation. So you're not saved into bisola, the believer, just go and do your own thing. We are saved into a body of other believers, saved by the same sacrifice that we were saved by. So God's idea is that you grow within the community of believers. If you look around you and you're the only one in your group of friends that cares about prayer, you're the only one in your group of friends that everybody comes to for help when there is a problem with prayer or when they're struggling to pray, that may be a warning sign, something that you should be wary about. Because even the best of the best people need support. You need support. And you would only find that in a good community. Now, if you don't have a good community, a good church community around you, where you can trust that if I tell somebody in church, if I tell a church leader that, oh, I'm struggling to pray, they won't look at me somehow, or they won't just put me away. I want you to reach out to me personally. I'll put my email in the description box so we can talk about this, because it's important that you're surrounded with the right help at every point. It's very important. Then, if you have friends, thankfully, that you can talk to that, oh, my guy, I'm struggling with this thing. Talk to them. Talk to them. Get rid of the idea that, oh, if I tell my friend that I'm struggling with this thing, I won't look as put together as I would want to look. Put together. The put together you've been trying to look, how far? It has not helped you. So why don't you embrace that vulnerability and talk to your friend? If you can't talk to your friend when you're in a bad time, I kind of question your friendship, because friendships are not only for good times. Friendships are for the good, bad, and ugly times. Then, the next thing, after you've sought help, you've gone to your church leader, oh, I have this issue, please help me. You're able to have somebody that you can run back to in accountability. It is very important. And the next steps that I will share with you would kind of help you know what you should be accountable to, right? So, when I talked about introspecting and going back to think of what happened in between your last good run and today, I will share what helped me and what happened in my own situation. And I just hope that the examples that I share or the tips that I'm sharing right now will just drive the point home for you and you'll be able to practice them. I know you will, actually. So when I realized over a year now, that I realized that I was struggling with prayer. I was not praying the way I know I should be praying. I was not doing well in that regard. And then I started to backtrack. What happened? Because a couple of weeks ago, I was waking up praying, having my sweet time in communion with the Lord. So what happened? And I realized that over the weeks that or days that I had not been praying as much as I should, I realized that the issue was when I would wake up in the morning, I would pick up my phone, which was usually by my bedside. I'll pick it up, I'll check WhatsApp. Okay, I was texting this person yesterday. Have they responded to me? Is there any important message that came in when I was sleeping? Or I'll check Instagram. Okay, the post I put up yesterday, how is it doing? I'll check YouTube. This video I've released, how many people have watched it? Is there any comments? Is anybody dragging me? All those things. I will check them. And in the midst of checking all those things, maybe I will then see one important thing that needs to be addressed. And I'll be addressing it before you know it. 10 minutes have gone, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, and it's time for work. So I get to work and I'm working all day. I work my full shift and then the shift is over. I'm tired. I have chores to do. I have to make meals. I have to show up here or there. And it's just the whole vicious circle starting again and again. And I'm like, that has become a problem. Instagram has become a problem. Immediately, I did something on my phone. I set a time limit for my apps. So it started to lock my apps till 12 noon. And I know that most days, because I work shifts, so sometimes I sleep really late, but most days I'm very much awake by 12 noon. So, or before 12 noon. So till 12 noon, my phone will be locked. And this was a time where I was waking up consistently around 7, 7:30, thereabout. So between 7 and 12, my social media apps are locked. My data is usually turned off. So even if I wake up and there's a subconscious urge to check my phone and, you know, get lost in the vortex, I've already realized that my timeline is on. So there is no checking of anything. And then my data is off. So that already puts like a barricade against my distractions. And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's true. I did this. I set this for my growth. I set this for my prayer life. And what I'll then do next is click on a playlist. So whether I wake up grouchy or I wake up excited, I barely wake up excited, but whether I wake up on the right side or on the wrong side of the bed, I'll play this playlist. Some people that have stayed around in my house know some of the songs already. I'll just keep it playing. And as I'm booting, I take a while to boot. as I'm booting and thinking, okay, today is Monday, today is Tuesday, oh no, today is Wednesday. And as I'm just trying to put my head together, those songs are already playing and filling my heart with joy and strength. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes to get into the song or to get into the emotion I'm going for. And sometimes it takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Sometimes I don't even really feel the song like that. So it differs, but it really does help for me to have those songs playing. And then when I finally get to stand up from my bed, what I do next is I click on my audio Bible and I start playing it from where I stopped yesterday. So if I was reading Romans 1 with my physical Bible or with my phone, I would just click on Romans 1 and click playing it from the end to the next chapter. And then when I hear something that is kind of odd or I don't understand, I will just pause it and highlight it and go back to my bed, sit down and read it and jot my questions. Then, there and then, whether I feel like or not, I will just start praying. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. It usually starts maybe calm and mellow sometimes. Thank you, Lord. If I see that sleep is still in my eye, I'll stand up and I'll start pacing. Thank you, Lord. And as I pray, I realize that it gets better. Sometimes it gets better in minutes. Sometimes it gets better in 10 minutes. But I stay praying. And then I keep praying. I'm like, thank you, Lord. And graciously, the Holy Ghost begins to remind me of things to even thank God for. I thank God for things that in that moment, before I started praying, I didn't even think to thank God for. I think thank God of things like, oh, yesterday when I was driving, I had a nudge to pass this particular road instead of the other road. And then I was able to avoid like 1 hour of traffic. Thank you, Lord. You kept me from that frustration. Thank you. And then little things that I missed during the day, little acts of God's mercies that I may have missed during the day, I begin to remember in prayer. And I just think of how kind God is to me, how thoughtful He is to me. And it just stirs my heart with so much joy. And then I keep going. And you know, I said earlier that you should seek accountability. So what I do in cases like this, I then go back to that friend that I've told about. I'm struggling with prayer. Or I go back to my husband and I tell him, oh, and you know, I told you I was struggling with prayer today. Today I was finally able to pray. And this was what I prayed about. And this was how I felt after praying. And then I studied this and it made me feel this way. So bouncing off what I've learned with him, and then I ask, okay, what do you learn in prayer? What has God been teaching you in prayer lately? What has God been teaching you in Bible study? Him answering me in that regard is like encouraging me. So we are bouncing off each other. Oh, this is what I learned. This is what I learned. I call my friend and I'm like, oh, Adeswa, for instance, she's one of my closest friends in the world. And then I'm like, oh, Adeswa, you know, I told you that I didn't feel like praying the other day. I was finally able to pray and I prayed for 30 minutes. I prayed for 1 hour. Yay. And this is what I learned. So you tell me, what did you learn today? So her telling me what she has learned sharpens me in a good way. And we do it for each other, vice versa. And it's just so beautiful. So as you've taken this story, this example that I've shared, use it in your accountability structure. Use it in your accountability structure. I've shared so many things, and I do hope that none of them have bounced over your head. I hope that you are able to find yourself in each story and each example that I have shared. But I promise you, you need all the help in community that you can get. Last example I'll give to just end this episode and wrap things up quite nicely is something I learned from conflict resolution, actually. So after I got married, I just had to realize how different my husband and I are. Like, we are just very, very different people. Like, I knew we were different people before, but there was something about getting married that just made it very glaring. Maybe it's because we live in the same house now that it's obvious. So times where maybe we need to iron out an issue or a misunderstanding, I realized that something the Lord had to teach me was affirm my love in words in that moment. So before explaining my side or trying to justify myself, I say things like, oh, I love you. And it's not trying to water the ground or anything. It's reminding myself that this person that I'm trying to iron out an issue with, I love you. I genuinely love you. And I found that the first few times I tried to say that, it was hard for me to say it before addressing the grievance, whatever it was. And I'm like, why is this thing hard? I genuinely love this man. So why is it hard? But over time, as I started to do it and do it. I got used to starting resolutions that way. And God is still helping me many times. But it greatly helped set the tone for how that resolution would happen. I shared that to drive something home. The whole point of you praying, the whole point of you having Bible study beyond your needs, beyond what God can do for you, is because you have a relationship with the Lord. A relationship that is more important than your relationship with your best friend. A relationship that is more important than your relationship with your spouse. Your spouse now, or if you're single or you're not married, your spouse to come. If a relationship that is more important than your relationship with your parents, with your siblings, your relationship with the Lord is the most important relationship in the world. So when you find yourself in this rut, in this, you know, valley of not feeling like praying and all these things are happening, I want you to first and foremost remember that the reason this matters in the first place is that God loves you and you love Him too. So I want you to say this after me, wherever you are. God loves me. Come on, don't be shy. Say, God loves me and I love Him. And because I love Him, I will pray. Because I love Him, I'll spend time in His Word. Amen and amen. I really do hope that this episode has helped you. If there are specific questions that you have, please let me know in the comment section or reach out to me via mail or anyhow that you can reach out to me on Instagram. However, you can reach out to me, but mail is fine as well. And I would respond to your questions as soon as I see them. I'm praying for you that in the name of Jesus, if you're in this situation, this video and all you've heard will strengthen you to walk out of it. And I pray in the name of Jesus that if you've been having such a great time in devotion, I pray it will continue. I pray for that the love you have for the Lord in your heart will burn brighter and brighter. And because of you, many other people will be encouraged to be fervent in devotion in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I've done several videos on prayer, on Bible study, and I will just link it at the end of this video so that you can catch up on them and get refreshed by them. So, till my next video, toodles. I don't know what I say, but toodles. Bye.